pull in close, because I want to tell you a story. Wherever there are woods and shadow, a camp in darkness, there is a story whispered by a campfire just like this one. It's a story of teenagers who were told not to, but did anyway. A shadow that stalked and chased and killed. Sometimes there's a hook for a hand. Other times a chainsaw or a blade. Sometimes there are teeth a little too sharp or an appetite that can never be satisfied. But no one realizes one simple truth. They all stem from just one story. One of madness and murder. Woods that should never have been trespassed. A camp cursed with a stain so red that with the passing of years never washes away. All those other stories of men gone mad are just pale copies of what happened right here, 45 years ago, when a red dawn broke on a Saturday morning and the camp remained silent. When concerned neighbors ventured over, they found the entire camp staff dead, slaughtered in the night. The killer was never caught, but locals knew the truth. That old Victor Miller had come back for revenge. His true name would be lost to time, but most know him by another, the Sickle Man.
Days as a coroner, I have never seen such a bloodbath.
Commander, we set up a perimeter and got the scouts back with their parents. Place is locked down.
What are we looking at, Hawkins?
Oh God, I'm gonna be sick. I've never seen so many paper bags. So much blood. Oh God.
Steady, son. Come up. Man up. Focus. How many did you count?
Fire breathers were able to excavate part of the collapsed tunnels at the Miller place. There's at least 10 bags in there, and two bodies that were, fresh, still. Not even a bag yet. Like, still a body.
Hey, the overseer's done lost her damn mind. Did you hear holotape from the silo entrance? She was practically raving about all the fun we were having with the Nooks.
Why would she do this?
No idea. She's the last person you could have suspected. Why don't you head back to HQ and get cleaned up? You've been through enough here, and we're damn lucky to get you out of there.
Thanks, Commander. Is that District Attorney Fletcher? What's he doing down here?
He wanted to take charge of the case because of who she is. Damn pencil pushers running the show now, just like the old days. Anyway, get out of here. On your way out, tell those kids to hold back. I have some more questions for them.
10-4.
Come on, Hawkins. Let's get you a hot shower and a whole lot of whiskey.
No, ma'am. I'm sorry, we've been through this already. You slaughtered 12 people. 12 of the very Vault Dwellers you were sworn to protect. Is that not correct?
No. You are not listening. Don't you see what I've done? Can't you see? What the hell have you people been doing this last year? Where are all the towns and the farms you were going to build? You've been blowing each other apart and casually playing around with nuclear weaponry like it's some kind of game. These are people's lives. Did you ever wonder why you were all of a sudden so fucking casual about all of this? This is survival we're talking about. How many times have you died, Fletcher? How many? How can you all be so casual about death?
Begging your pardon, ma'am, but how can you?
We done here. We need to move her to a secure location.
For now, yes. I sent a runner to get Doc Taylor to do a complete psychological assessment. The judge is going to want a clean conviction on this one.
You sure it was wise to notify him already? He's been swinging that hammer of judgment down pretty hard on some raiders up north lately.
Would you be the one to want to tell him after the fact? She's given a confession already. I'm headed back to HQ to complete booking. Let's go, boys.
Look, Tinhead, I busted my ass out here with these brats all summer. What do you mean I ain't getting paid?
The terms of your agreement with Camp Wanna Grind a Lot indemnify the camp in the event of natural disasters, unnatural disasters, casual situations, or untimely deaths by misadventure that lead to a forced closure, Master Chad.
Don't you Master Chad me, you floating octopus. Where's my damn caps?
Excuse me, Scoutmaster Stewart. Allow me. I'm just tickled to be able to showcase the new skills I've learned after completing the cross-stitch and contractual law merit badge. Chad, is it? If you consulted Chapter 89 of your camp counselor guide, it means that if the camp is unable to complete its season for any reason, no one gets paid.
Well, this is some bullshit.
Oh, my virgin ears! Swearing is disgusting. You're a little dirty birdie, and have been a terrible role model to these innocent ghoul scouts.
Whatever, Virgin Brian. You should fix your shirt. Your buttons look like pencil stub nips.
Well, I never.
Hey, Counselor Stewart, look over there. Ghoul scouts getting on right there on the beach.
What?
Now, let's see here.
What are you? Don't do that. Get out of there. What are you doing?
Tampering with General Atomic International proprietary technology is a federal offense and punishable by up to 25 years in prison.
Don't you have beavers to milk or something for a merit badge? Ah, there we are. Let's just delete your programming here. Put you back to default.
No, don't do that, you bastard. I am...
Baseline initialization complete. Robco OSV 1.2.1.
What did you do?
Let's see. Here we go. Let's make you a mail carrier.
Mr. Messenger protocol activated. Programming complete. I have a message that urgently needs to be delivered, or I am to stalk people throughout Appalachia and mess with them a little along the way. Let's see you fools follow me on my route from hell. Hello? Can anyone help me? I have an urgent message to deliver. Oh, look, a rock. I'm going to fly into it for 10 minutes. Ha 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 ha.
Well, that's done. Everything's coming up, Chad.
Nifty. Well, I'm off to pack up and head off into the amazing possibilities of life in majestic Appalachia.
Okay, calm down, kid. Go over it one more time.
Oh, it was something awful. Fast Eddie had taken me up to Lover's Leap. Said he wanted to show me something. Well, one thing led to another, and...
Ooh, did he show you his sweet stamp collection?
Well, no, he...
Or maybe he showed you the majestic, hairless West Virginia flying squirrel?
Now that you mention it...
Look, what happened after? You were being chased?
Oh, it was awful. It was the Sickle Man. He lobbed Fast Eddie's head right off. I tried to stay quiet and hide, but when I went to check my Pip-Boy, I accidentally turned on the radio and flashlight. And he...
There. Say, why don't I whip out my ukulele and play a sweet song to cheer you up?
What did you just do?
It's a chair and a banjo.
I can see that. Where the hell did it come from?
Well, I don't know. I just sort of placed it. Isn't that the weirdest thing? I did have a very unfortunate evening last when I pulled a grand piano out of me somehow after eating some spoiled vegetables.
I picked the wrong week to quit Stingwing Venom.
Country roads.
No, none of that. Thank you both. If the 5-0 have any questions for you, we'll follow up.
Country roads, take me home. Gone down a dig, a shallow grave.
This night, by light of moon, your young life will end all too soon. Around the waters of Crystal Lake, he is sleeping for souls to take. Take a lover's hand and run while you can, for out of the dark hunts the sickle man.